There are reports of shelling and artillery fire in northern Syria today, signs that the five-day ceasefire between the Turkish military and the Kurds is already faltering. This violence is the latest chapter in an eight-year civil war in Syria. You may remember back in 2018 when the Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a relentless bombing campaign against an enclave of anti-government fighters in the area of eastern Ghouta. He's accused of dropping chemical bombs on his own civilians. That sound of a mother wailing over her son's body is the same in any language, and it's from a new National Geographic documentary called The Cave. Syrian filmmaker Faris Fayad tells the story of a group of doctors and nurses working in an underground hospital in eastern Ghouta. Fayad was nominated for an Academy Award for his 2017 documentary, Last Men in Aleppo, and he's here with us now. Faris, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me and give me the space to express and tell this story.
And what a place you've taken us to. This underground hospital, it's called The Cave. How did it come to be? Just a few miles outside of Damascus.
Yeah, exactly. Damascus is like Manhattan, then Eastern Ghouta is Brooklyn, like this, exactly the distance. And in 2013, the Syrian Medical Society started to move the whole hospital underground because the heavy bomb by the Russian and the Syrian regime warplane that start to attack the hospital facilities, mostly in Eastern Ghouta, because the city was sieged completely for almost six years. And this is what I try to bring into the story.
And so life moved underground. It wasn't just the hospitals. It was like daily life in Eastern Ghouta. It went underground. Because why? Because it was just so incredibly dangerous to be above ground?
Exactly. Completely the life move underground, and the cave is not just hospital, it's a space for refugees, space for people who are living there, for a relationship that growing up in this space to put the people in the situation and the feeling of the Syrian war.
Well, the heroes of your film are the hospital staff that work at this underground hospital, especially the woman who runs it, Dr. Amani Balur. She's a pediatrician, and it comes as a shock to many of the patients who meet her that she is the one in charge of this hospital. Tell me about that.
Exactly. In the history of Syria, she's the first woman to manage an hospital. And Amani was not just an ordinary doctor trying to save the life of these people, but also try to change the society and try to put the woman in equal way next to the man for the future of Syria, and also teaching the little girls who was like never have opportunities to speak and talk and having a conversation. They give them, like, through the storytelling, through the line of the story, you can see how the children have the space to speak. And the cave turned to be a place where turned to be like a kind of democracy system for this woman to find themselves.
The conditions they work in are just terrible. They have very little medicine. They have no anesthesia for operations. There's very little food. The power is unreliable at best. And then they also have to deal with this. Let's listen. That is the sound of Russian warplanes that are a constant threat in this film overhead. How did the doctors and the staff carry on in conditions like this?
We was asking ourselves when we was shooting me and my cinematographer all the time how Dr. Amani can handle this with her team, because the sound is powerful in a way, in like a horror movie. Like, I can't put it for the American audience, if they saw the Game of Thrones, the sound of the dragons when they jumping on the people and firing them. The sound of the warplane is the same exactly close to that. It's you feel the warplanes coming to you, like to destroy you, to eat you, and the people, they have to face it every day.
Well, you are yourself a Syrian. You grew up under the threat of war. You were imprisoned at one point and even tortured by the Assad regime. How did your life experience influence the way you made this film?
I've been tortured close to death in the Syrian regime prison. And the torture system in Syria, it's very close to the torture system in the time of Stalin.
Of Stalin?
Yeah, Stalin, the Soviet Union, because was inspiring by that style, as well in the North Korea, because the Assad father, Hafez Assad, was bringing this system to torture the people and silence the filmmaker, artist, the journalism. That's why we lose the freedom of expression.
Because you spoke out.
Exactly. I try to make a films documenting the demonstration in Syria, the civil demonstration, following a group of young people who try to change for democracy. And this experience was not easy for me also because I was hearing a lot of sound of women who was tortured because of their gender, and it went out of the person angry and want to do something to express this situation. I'm now, as a Syrian, who I lost almost all my friends because of this war.
So you have something to say, clearly, but you couldn't even physically get into eastern Al Ghouta to film this because it was under a blockade. It was surrounded by Syrian government troops. Not only that, the hospital was dark. It was cramped. I mean, look, you're no stranger to war zones. You've made films there before, but technically speaking, how did you pull this off?
Yeah. We was shooting two teams. One team's brave team, a great cinematographer also. They was shooting in Eastern Ghouta, was shooting in northern of Syria and other Kiev hospital. We managed to communicate in this way, and I sent them the footage that to see how I'm shooting in northern of Syria, and they are sending me also the footage that to show, like, to see that.
So to be clear, you had a team of cinematographers who were behind enemy lines underground in the hospital, but you were on the other side and you were communicating back and forth with the footage that you've gathered.
Yeah, exactly, because we don't know what's going to happen with the medical team because they was all the time under attack and under the bomb, so we don't know if they will be killed. Then we couldn't do anything. So I was trying to continue documenting in the other side with the other teams in northern of Syria, which is like around 60 to 80 kilometers.
And the climax of the film occurs in early 2018 during what appears to be a chemical attack. The Syrian government, of course, as you know, has long denied that it's used any illegal chemical weapons during this civil war, but you seem to capture it pretty clearly.
Yes, exactly. We documented around 12 hours of a chemical attack that happened in 2018. Also, we documented the 2013 chemical attacks. And we try all the time. Of course, we don't have a real evidence for that, but we have the footage as evidence for the crime against the humanity and using the chemical warfare over the civilians.
After the attack, the Syrian government essentially forced the evacuation of that region. And we see Dr. Amani leaving the cave. The hospital has to be evacuated. What happened to her since? Is she safe?
Dr. Amani, she's not safe. So she's been displaced to Turkey. I follow her to Turkey and kept documenting with her. Dr. Amani, she's still not safe. She's one of the person who witnessed the chemical attack. She one who know the truth closely. She one who's managed to handle a lot of witnessing on different war crimes, and she have handling all this document that she recorded all her times working in a hospital as a first-hand respondent.
And is the hospital in Al Ghouta gone?
The hospital in Ghouta is taken by Russians now and the Syrian regime, halfly destroyed, and there's a couple of tunnels is destroyed by the Syrian regime and Russia.
So this brings us to the latest chapter in the Syrian war, which we are still very closely following today. Turkey has launched an incursion into North Syria to expel the Kurds. U.S. troops are going home. The Russians are taking advantage of the power vacuum, and Assad is now reclaiming control of the border. Do you hold out any hope for peace in Syria?
I'm hopeful. This is what's make me survive, and this is what's make me make this movie. When I meet such a person like Dr. Amani or such a people that I featured them in my previous film here, when I meet the lawyers, which is also in my next film, that working hard to rebuild Syria, I feel hopeful because this is how my mission is, bring these stories around this war to get more attentions and more empathy with these people, more understand, and more hope for myself and for the people around.
That's Faris Fayyad. His new National Geographic documentary film is The Cave, and it comes out today. Faris, thanks for making this film. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And one more note from this film. Four people on the hospital staff, including two nurses and an ambulance driver, were killed during the filming of the documentary. We'll have more information at hereandnow.org.